meals in hand. We tried to find the local bar, but got wasted in the van. We went back to this hotel, we showered, shaved, and drank some more. And then we went back into town, still looking for the bar. And then we met some locals, they took us home. They were unaware and they gave us that stare. They didn't know. We found a party going on. We were told that we were welcome to stay. Until we took over their stereo and blasted skinhead reggae. But soon the mood of the locals changed. They started giving us the evil eye. Most of the kids that were on the porch got scared and went inside. What we didn't know was the best was yet to come. It would soon be clear the booze and the beer were laid to rumble. $3 change, all you could drink, Dutch bar on a Wednesday night. The scene was serene, pretty nice and clean, till the score that's got in sight. A project's causing trouble, and he needed a helping hand. He had to get help from an empty bottle, cause the skinheads couldn't let it stand. Next thing we know he was ejected, but then we snuck him in the back of the room. He said, you boys better back me up, cause there's gonna be trouble soon. They said none of you drunken skinheads will eat Breckenridge tonight.